Welcome back to On Baby, where Chicago meets the DMV. Welcome back to the On Baby podcast on this Friday afternoon. It is Friday, February 15th, just about 12:23, and I'm watching ESPN, and I see that Dill Demps, the GM for the New Orleans Pelicans, has been fired. You heard that right. The non-negotiator with the Lakers, who didn't want to accept any offer that the Lakers put on the table, is now gone. So Dell Demps is out. He is no longer the GM of the New Orleans Pelicans. The same Dell Demps who refused to make a counteroffer with the Lakers. The same Dell Demps who did not answer the phone when the Lakers called. The same Dell Demps that told Anthony Davis that he was going to sit him out for the rest of the season. The same Dell Demps that the NBA told, oh, no, you're going to play Anthony Davis. So what did that lead him to not having a job? Because essentially he wasn't doing his job. So now he's gone. Anthony Davis left the arena last night. They say he got hit on the shoulder and was injured. He had an MRI and bounced with Rich Paul from Clutch Sports. Never to return again. I don't know. it's crazy. The coach of the Pelicans says this is a damn dumpster fire. And he's right. Because why would you let a star like AD, why would you not even negotiate a contract or to trade him with the Los Angeles Lakers and get something in return? So right now, they're making AD look like he's the bad guy. He did give 7 years to this champion, to this organization with no championship. So, you know, just like you and me at our job, if you're there 7 months, 2 years, whatever it is, and if you want to leave, you can leave. You know, everybody thinks sports, you know, athletes are different people. They're wired the same way we are. You know, you get tired of your job, you want to move on. You might love the job, but you may not like your coworkers. You may not like the location, whatever it is, but it is your choice. And, you know, he asked nicely and it wasn't granted to him. So now going forward, you know, the pettiness that the Pelicans organization has put on display for the whole world to see is now backfiring on them. You really don't have AD because he's going to stretch his injury out way past the All-Star break. I'll be surprised if you ever see Anthony Davis in a Pelicans uniform ever again. And then, you know, you get rid of Dell Demps. Alvin Gentry looks like he doesn't want to be there. He looks like he's fed up. So I think they need to just pack the team up, move him to Seattle, make him the new Seattle Supersonics. I don't know. But this is a hot mess because you got 25, 30 games left in the season after the All-Star break. It's questionable whether Anthony Davis is even going to play in the All-Star game. And you have your franchise in total disarray. AD's not there. Dell Demps is not there. I don't think Alvin Gentry is going to be there for long. And then who do you have running your organization? The players? You have now let the crazies run the asylum, which is never good for any business. Now, Dell didn't want to make a deal with the Lakers, but he didn't make a deal with anyone. That is the stupid part. You are just going to just sit here and not do your job, not even take any calls from any other teams, let alone the Lakers. No one. I mean, they were throwing the whole kit and caboodle at the New Orleans Pelicans. And what do you get? Nothing. You don't even have your GM anymore. I mean, Dell Demps has to feel like the biggest idiot ever. I mean, a GM position is not easy to come by in the NBA. And you sat there, you didn't do your job. And now you don't have a job. You could have made one of the biggest trades in franchise history, in NBA history, by Dillon and Anthony Davis to the Lakers. But you sat on your hands. because you thought you was Mr. Tough Guy. But anytime you put two brothers against each other, what is the expression that Jay-Z uses? You know, everybody loses when the family feuds. This is the classic example of that. So you have Dell Demps, you have AD, you have LeBron, you have Clutch Sports, you have Magic Johnson on the other side, and nobody's winning in this situation. It's terrible for AD. It's terrible for the Lakers. It's pretty much a blemish on Clutch Sports for tampering, or the thought of tampering, or the perspective of tampering. What am I trying to say? The optic of tampering, you know. You know, they're up and coming sports management company run and black owned. And, you know, maybe they're trying to shut them down. I don't know. Either way, there are no winners in this situation. Dell Demps is fired. Alvin Gentry doesn't really have anybody to coach. And then we're on the cusp of the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game and the All-Star Weekend. And what do we have? Probably the news of the Pelicans eclipsing the NBA All-Star Weekend with this drama. This is a hot mess. I know the NBA loves storylines, and I know that, you know, even in the offseason, there's a season for the NBA because there's a lot of chatter. But right now, this is an example of the worst non-deal that the NBA has ever had. And I think that there's going to have to be somebody from the NBA Players Association to step in to make sure this type of thing never, ever happens again. Because this is a disaster. So what do you think is going to happen now? Do you think that AD is going to sit out for the remainder of the season? Because we're past the trade deadline. I mean, what is he going to do? I don't know if he lives in Chicago. I know he's from Chicago. Is he going to go to Chicago, work out, sit on the couch, watch First Take? What is he going to do now? If he goes back to New Orleans, the fans are booing him. The GM is gone. He looks like a coach killer. He looks like a GM killer. He looks like a team killer. He looked like a relocation man to me. He looked like relocate this whole team to Seattle to me. I mean, it's unfortunate for him. I don't know if LeBron and Rich Paul talked him into this trade, or is this something that he really wanted to do? And I guess they thought they were going to strong arm their way into getting Anthony Davis traded to the Lakers, but it didn't happen. And right now, everybody's losing in this situation. And it's just unbelievable that, you know, you have AD's career hanging in the balance while everybody else is still moving on. I mean, Rich Paul still has Clutch Sports. LeBron still has the Lakers. The AD no longer has the Pelicans. Dell Demps no longer has a job, but he'll get another GM job. But in my opinion, I wouldn't hire Dell Demps because look at the debacle you just caused. So, you know, I just really feel bad for Anthony Davis in this situation. I know the injury that he has to his shoulder is not serious. It's just a contusion. But, you know, hey, you know, if he loves the game of basketball, he really wants to play. You have 25, 30 games and the NBA allows him to sit out because this is such a mess. You know, I'm sure he's going to miss the game. And, you know, the uncertainty of your future is hanging in the balance. And that has to be a lot of stress. I know he's a multi-million dollar man, I should say. So his stress is not going to be like the average person who just, you know, has been laid off or for the government shutdown or whatever it is. It's not the same. But when you do a job that you love, you don't want to be away from it for months. And so I'm hoping that he does not return to the New Orleans Pelicans and he ends up sitting on the couch watching NBA League Pass just like the rest of us. I don't know. I must apologize. I have some sinus issues, and so I'm doing a lot of coughing and kind of hacking. So please forgive me, but I wanted to make sure I put this podcast out because I had some burning things on me. So my second burning thing moving on from the AD situation is my Chicago Bulls. Now, last week I thought about doing a podcast when the Bulls traded Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker to the Washington Wizards for Otto Porter Jr. Now, if you listen to my podcast before, you know I can't stand Otto Porter Jr. Not personally, because I don't know the man personally. But I just didn't think that he carried his weight for his salary in D.C. And now he's on the Bulls. And so I don't know if I spoke this into existence or not, but when I heard the news that we got Otto Porter Jr., I was frustrated. I was pissed off. You know, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan through and through, even though I reside in the DMV area. But, you know, I didn't want Otto Porter. Now, John Paxson has come out on 670 Chicago Sports Radio saying that, you know, he heard about the boycott that, you know, or I guess it's not really a boycott, a rally that's going to be held on March 6th because the Chicago Bulls fans want him and Gar Forman out. And rightfully so. John Paxson has been with the Chicago Bulls organization for 15 years, and we really haven't gotten anything done in the playoffs. Only just a few years ago with Derrick Rose. But other than that, we really haven't done anything. And then his excuse for trading for Otto Porter is that he doesn't think that any big-time free agents are going to come to Chicago. So Otto Porter is our big-time free agent. And, you know, he's a former basketball player. And if you think Otto Porter is the answer, then you got another thing coming. You need to revamp the entire organization, and he needs to start first with himself by removing himself. So I hope that this rally that's going on in Chicago on March 6th to get John Paxson and Gar Forman out is a success. You know, he was very defensive on the radio station. He basically had a meltdown. You know, it was kind of embarrassing. I'm trying to stay hard and true to being a Chicago Bulls fan, but it is very hard because I don't see any hope in sight. Now, we do have some good young talent. I'm not saying that. But there is no veteran leadership on the Chicago Bulls. And there's no leadership, period. The team hates the coach. They hated the previous coach. They don't like the GM. There's nothing about this situation that says this is going to be a success. The only thing successful that the Bulls have been able to do is to keep fans like me filling those seats and buying those tickets and selling out the arena every time. And they're putting out a garbage product. And they are really not really concerned about the fan base. I mean, you know, I know Otto Porter has had a good game. I think he had 38 or 39 points the other day. And, you know, he held his weight. But he's not the answer. So, you know, let's just chalk him up to another piece of young talent. But we need a big-time free agent to come to Chicago or someone with some veteran presence that can lead these guys, because right now we're looking worse than the New York Knicks. We're looking worse than the Phoenix Suns to me. I mean, I just can't even watch it anymore. So I talked a lot of smack about Otto Porter when he was a Wizard. So I think I'm going to end up talking a lot of smack now that he's a Chicago Bulls. Let's hope he proves me wrong. But right now I'm on the verge of not even being a Chicago Bulls fan no more, because they just suck. And it's just hard to watch. I find myself rooting for the Milwaukee Bucks more than I do for my Chicago Bulls. And even though they're just up the street, it's just a shame, because I still want to be happy when I turn the TV on and watch my Chicago Bulls. But that hasn't happened in at least a year. So I don't know. Pray for me. I haven't jumped the bandwagon yet. I'm going to stay true to my Bulls, but it's looking very shady. That'll do it for the Orange Round Ball and On Baby, where Chicago meets the DMV. I'll catch you guys next time.